This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today is Ben Soleil.
This town's an unplugged TV, full of daytime dramas and unwritten sequels on empty screen. But I take the back roads when there's time, see the old churches and their withered spires. The faithful left here a long time ago, but the congregation's just down the road. Gather round your steeples, gather round. Out by the bypass where they plant the signs, two golden wishbones and cheap pickup lines. Open all day, open all year, bring your pocket change and spend it here. Sidewalk prayer to a glowing screen, satellites and stations up where heaven used to be. A broken skyline above the trees, cell phone towers as far as the eye can see. Gather round your steeples, gather round. Take me home and lay me down, goodness darling, take off that crown. I wanna see you, you were made. I want to free you from that cage. Some people walk a thousand miles to find something holy or divine, but I got what I need, it's all right here. I found my steeple, jump and cheer. Gather round your steeple, gather round. Gather round your steeple, gather round.
This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. I'm very pleased to be speaking today to Ben Soleil. How you doing?
Doing really good. It's good to be here in Missoula.
Yeah, great to have you on the program. We're going to tell listeners right from the start that we're recording this in late January 2016. We're doing it at backstage at the Wilma Theater, and Ben is going to be performing as we are recording this. He's about to be performing this evening at the Top Hat. So you may hear a few extemporaneous bumps and noises in the background. Ben is going to be very familiar to a lot of our listeners, the cellist and singer, songwriter, and composer. Released a number of recordings under his own name, as well as many with other artists, including the Sparrow Quartet and Vienna Tang. You did some work with Vienna Tang, right?
Did some work with Vienna Tang, mostly live performances, but okay. Yeah, she's a tremendous artist.
Yeah, she's been on the program as well. I guess, Ben, where I wanted to start was, let's just go right to Lexington. Before the interview started, we were kind of reminiscing a little bit about the Wood Songs Radio Hour, which you were a part of for a long time. And I'm thinking to some of the research I did, and one of the videos on your website just starts out, I'm a Lexington boy, or Kentucky boy, I think you said.
Yeah.
Kentucky boy.
Certainly. Well, I was born and raised in Lexington, Kentucky. And I picked up the cello when I was 9 years old in public school. And I loved the instrument. I love all the wacky sounds you could make with it. But I struggled with the fact that I had to really study classically on the instrument to like progress at all. That's just the main vernacular that people teach the cello through. So I came from a very musical family. My mom sang. My dad was an R&B guitar player. My fiddling grandfather was a huge influence on me as well. Anyhow, so I would sit down and play with them and kind of play R&B tunes and fiddle tunes and then study classical music. And that I had two very distinct lives on the cello for quite a long time. And part of that more social life of jamming with folks led me to meeting with Michael Jonathan, who's the host and inventor everything of Woodsong's Old Time Radio Hour. And he invited me to play in the stage band. He hadn't really had a stage band before that, but he invited me to play in it. And at the time, I think I was 17, and everyone called me the kid. And over the years, I played on about 200 broadcasts, shared the stage with Ralph Stanley and Roger McGuinn and Odetta. Helped accompany some of these artists sometimes. And it was an incredibly fertile place to learn and get my bearings on the industry that I would go on to make my living in.
Yeah, and let's go back to your family, because when I was looking at the, you know, the lineup of the Soleil household growing up, as you mentioned, your dad, R&B guitarist, your mom a singer, your grandfather a fiddler, and I'm looking at all that and thinking, well, that pretty much explains, you know, a lot of where you're coming from. Talk a little bit more about what was going on in the household and in terms of what kind of music you were getting turned on to, in addition to the stuff you were playing firsthand, maybe.
When there was music on in the house, it was often artists like Ray Charles, Eric Clapton, Otis Redding, Phoebe Snow, Wilson Pickett, artists like that. That's what was basically on. But for whatever reason, I guess just the pace of life and everything, I don't think it was, we didn't play a lot of music together. At least not until I became really, really infatuated with, you know, making music all the time, especially once I started playing cello.
Well, I'm thinking again to the same video that I saw on your website where you talked about, you know, when a lot of folks think of Kentucky and they think music, they think of bluegrass. And yet, you know, where now we think of bluegrass as a very defined genre of its own, you point out that bluegrass in and of itself was a combination of all these different styles that came together.
Oh, certainly. Bluegrass was distilled from all these different types of music. I mean, you have the gospel and the R&B, stuff that your listeners are probably really familiar with, you know, coming together in this bluegrass area. It was more about mixing styles than creating a new one. Mm-hmm. And I think that tradition has really continued on. But nowadays, in this kind of postmodern internet age, to mix styles is to reference styles from much further than the American South. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, completely abroad. And yeah, it's also, you know, mixing electronic textures with acoustic textures. And so it's a much wider scope, but it's also a deeper scope of sounds.
In a schoolyard nation, in a playground town, a young jury sends a villain down the slide. He's a child in exile, weeping in the woodchips, a castaway turned leader of a growing tribe. A secret handshake, a new declaration, scraps from our class fold in a flag, a conflict out of context, a coffee-stained playbook, the sense of yearning and a lesson in desire. There's a fence in the desert somewhere. There's lines in the sea that are not to be crossed. There's a woman living as a man. There's medicine in the weeds. There's water on the moon. There's a private rocket ship heading there soon. And a symphony in the street. There's a gallon bucket band in Carnegie Hall. An iridescent phone call plays slowly in my mind. A clerk at a window caught you in a lie. Yeah, I remember the crackling feeling in my heart. Security cameras shook me apart. I had a lot to learn about where I was from. I had a lot to learn about forgiveness. I had a lot on my mind. Half of what I've done, maybe more of who I am, will be forgotten. It won't be remembered, like all the stories never told. The digital lives scattered in code, all of the footsteps that will never be traced. The forgotten ways of an ancient race. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
This is John Floridas. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. I'm speaking today with Ben Soleil. Ben, I have to ask, at what point in your musical development did the songwriting component come in?
I think it's probably because I just love songs. And I've always been attracted to music with vocals and good lyrics. I mean, Paul Simon is still a huge influence on, you know, me every time I listen to him. Monty DeFranco, Nina Simone, like being able to invoke a story through a certain amount of words and like painting a picture with music is always where I just was most attracted to. I just happened to play the cello, which is not usually associated with that world. But when you think about it, when you think about what the cello is and what it can do, it's kind of like the Swiss Army knife of the orchestra, right? It can do harmony. You know, composers have used it for being able to fill in the little textures and variety in the orchestra, you know, since orchestras came together, because it's got the range ability and it's got the tonal variation. And so if you're going to pick one instrument to carry along with you as a songwriter, it's a pretty good one. Mm-hmm, no. The main problem is that there's not really a vernacular or a, you know, a teaching style where you can go learn that. So, you know, my generation right now of, you know, all the young singing cellists, including myself, might be the first stepping stone in that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the folks that are coming out, like, you know, just last night, there was some, you know, there's a 7-8-year-old girl that was at the show, that was watching the show. She might step up and she might be, you know, the Ella Fitzgerald and singing with a cello. I don't know.
Right.
But it, you know, it's definitely moving it down the line.
Through a rough edged land to the softest part of the main, and it's lined with stones tangled in regrets that are just too hard to forget. Ooh. And there's rusty signs overlooked on the way to the heart of a troubled main. You can lose yourself in the deep, muddy ruts worn through by the pride of a man. Oh, worn through by the pride of a man. But letting go, letting go, letting go. There's a wild-eyed mare tied to the weight of a mane. She once ran free with the wind in her hair, breathing hard for the love of a man. Oh, breathing hard for the love of a man. And he won't let her be, she won't let him rest till he learns, oh, how to forgive. Let her go, let her go, let her go. Forgiveness is a falling leaf in the changing of as it settles down to the cooling ground. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Thank you.
Ben, we would be remiss in not talking about cycling.
Yeah, let's talk about cycling.
Yeah, because you know, I think a lot of our listeners may be familiar with some of your unorthodox tour.
They might
tour techniques, and as you mentioned, you had done some work with Adventure Cycling, based out of Missoula. Mm-hmm. Talk about how, maybe just talk about how cycling became so much a part of, you know, what you're doing. And I would also be remiss in not pointing out the Stitch Session. As a video on
Stitch Sessions,
online.
It is Stitch Situation.
Yeah, I think it's like
the
Situation,
the Bluegrass Situation.
And the song Pretend, recorded with you playing on a stationary bike, an old school stationary bike. I want to emphasize too, this isn't just like, you know, one of the modern.
No, it's very creaky.
Yeah,
very creaky.
It's like something I think my grandmother had that in her house back in Cleveland in the 70s.
It may have been your grandmother's bike from the 70s. I don't know. Where was she? the story of cycling and music tours by bike begins with a lot of touring. I was touring with a band called the Sparrow Quartet. Wonderful ensemble with my friend Abigail Washburn. Also featured Bela Fleck and Casey Dreesen. And we traveled all over the world. It was an amazing musical journey.
Including Tibet, I should mention. That'd be a whole other show we could do on Tibet, I'm sure.
Absolutely, we could definitely do that. But kind of implicit in all that travel, and especially the international travel, was we were bouncing from plane to plane to plane, and automobiles and trains all over the world, like multiple times a week. And we spent a lot more time in between places than in them. And when you're going that fast, it's much faster than us humans generally are good at dealing with or processing. And I certainly didn't do a great job of it, because I was just so, I was also in college finishing up my degree while I was on the road. I don't remember much about it. And I remember thinking, that is not why I got into music. That sitting down with my family, sharing these experiences, that's the thing that happens when you leave time for it to happen, not when you book the time to make it happen. And so I was looking for a way to create some boundaries, especially since I was a young father and husband. And I was watching what at the time was Current TV, Al Gore's invention, which I really, really loved Current TV. I still like that format of TV. And there was a very short kind of docu-advertising piece on an Extra Cycle, which is a utility bike. It's a long stretch frame bike that allows you to haul lots of things on it. And I said, I can haul my cello on that. And so I called up the company and I told them I had this plan to go ride from my hometown of Lexington, Kentucky, down to Manchester, Tennessee, to play Bonnaroo Music Festival, huge, major music event. And they were like, yeah, we'll send you a bike and some gear. And without any training, without really planning very well, I just loaded up stuff on the bike and we just rode, and we did small shows along the way, and it was really hard. But when I got to the end of the tour, I recognized that I was much healthier than I would normally be at the end of a tour. And I recognized that health wasn't just physical, it was also mental. I remembered things, and the shows took on a different shape. Instead of getting amped up for the show, you were settling into the show, having ridden all the way there. And people in the towns reacted very differently from, like, the dirty tour van pulling up front. You know, now we're riding them on their bicycles. They all saw us ride in with the crazy hippies with all the gear on the bikes. And they would react with such a warm opening reception, and that allowed us to hammer on things. Now that when folks in these cities would just welcome us in the warmest way, because they were like, wait, you rode your bike to our town? I've grown accustomed to the smoother ride.
A girl when I was young, and
Sonny sits by the window and thinks to himself, how it's strange that some rooms are like cages. Sonny's yearbook from high school is down from the shelf, and he idly thumbs through the pages. Some have died, some have fled from themselves, or struggle from here to get there. Sonny wanders beyond his interior walls and runs his hands through his setting brown head. I've grown accustomed to the smooth ride. I'm in the air, my dog has lost his bite. I don't expect to be cheated like a fool no more. I don't expect to sleep through the night, sir. People say lies, lies, lies. I say why? Why don't I be obvious? Why don't I be obvious? Why don't I be obvious?
This is John Floridas. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. I'm speaking today with Ben Soleil. Ben, when we started the interview out, we talked about your Kentucky roots, your Lexington roots. Let me ask you this. Do you feel there's anything that is distinctly Lexington about your music? You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, I think that there are musicians who you can identify and say, well, that's very distinctly Austin, or very distinctly New York, or that's very distinctly Nashville. And I'm wondering about Lexington. It may not be on everyone's map in terms of a musical city, but obviously, you know, every town has its imprint.
I mean, certainly there's a finger. Lexington left its fingerprint on me in some way, shape, or form. More broadly, I think that as we've become more easily globalized and not just kind of institutionally globalized, like we're all really communicating with people all over the world and being influenced by that, I think it has become harder to kind of geocentrically locate music. I think that it's really difficult to pin down my music as Kentucky music sometimes, because it's so influenced by so many different things. I think the thing that sets me in Kentucky is really more the like inherently human things, like my pace and cadence, like those things. Are the things that touch on where I'm from. The actual like musical context is referencing so many other things that it's really difficult. In many ways, the same way that bluegrass did it, but because of the time and era that we were in, you know, 1948 when the first recordings came out of the Bluegrass Boys, it's like, it could be, people knew that it was coming out of that region. But if someone was doing that now with the same sort of broadly like sampling from lots of different musical influences, it would be much harder to say that is from there. Because the community is gathering in other places. Sometimes those places are virtual, online places. So there's a whole nother strata of living that's happening in the musical community. But I've thinking a lot about that. I've tried to find ways to let my music be from Kentucky. Instead of pushing it to be edgy in whatever way. Like for me as a songwriter, like if I just let it come out of where I am, as opposed to trying to pull all these creative strings from all over the place. But I think I'm more like a Pete Seeger type person in the sense that I play in the folk realm, but it's pulling from all these different places, and I fully expect to be, you know, a much older man playing my cello, you know, singing in a different language, you know, because that's a folk song of that place. And, you know, just as much a collector as I am a creator.
Blue moon of Kentucky, won't you keep on shining? Shine on the one who's gone and left me blue. Blue moon of Kentucky, won't you keep on shining? Yes, shine on the one who's gone and left me blue. Well, it was on a moonlit night, the stars were shining bright, and they whispered from on high, your love. said goodbye. A blue moon of Kentucky, won't you keep on shining? Yes, shine on the one who's gone and left me blue.
BenSoleil.com is the name of the website. I'm going to spell Ben's last name. I think most people will be able to spell Ben. Soleil, S-O-L-L-E-E, BenSoleil.com. It's a terrific website. All kinds of stuff there, including videos and interviews about a lot of the topics we've talked about today, not just the musical ones, but some of the other aspects of Ben Soleil that we've talked about. Thank you so much for making time for being a guest on Musician Spotlight. It's been a pleasure talking shop with you.
My pleasure.
Shine on the one who's gone and left me blue. I shine on the one who's gone and left me blue.
This is John Floridus. You've been listening to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today has been Ben Soleil. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org. As well, you can contact us through our own website, musicianspotlight.org. You can also find us on Facebook and on Twitter. Our program is available as a podcast from those websites as well as through iTunes. Special thanks to the Top Hat and to the Wilma Theater for this program. Musicians Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.